Wherefore the Elephant Toaster by Lassiter Fix. Read by Euphoric Arya. Hosted at Mishorian's Castiel-centric BAMF and Schmoop Fic Art and Vid Party. Written for the prompt, Team Free Will is cursed to speak in Dadaist poetry. Dean drives them up the I-95, and the only sound in the car is Axl Rose wailing about November rain. Axl Rose has been wailing non-stop for an hour now to a rapt audience of tight-lipped Winchesters plus one, and Sam isn't really surprised that Dean doesn't switch the cassette to the other side when this side ends. The silence stretches on for another minute. Sam sighs. Fuck it. A curse is a curse is a curse, but they can't let themselves be beat. Someone has to try. He says, "A grapefruit million chokes Waddle Thesis," Dean snaps. "Jersey cake my fallopian, the chimney booby fruit." He cuts himself off, glaring straight ahead, and Sam watches his jaw clench and unclench. Sam insists, "Doesn't supine wildebeest toothpaste," Dean growls. "Her similar cake toothpaste, softly." "But noodles toothpaste," Dean yells, red-faced. "Shoelace the detective, toothpaste!" Sam raises his eyebrows. "Toothpaste?" he repeats. "Toothpaste," Dean confirms. Sam rolls his eyes. His brother can be so stubborn sometimes. Sam turns his head, looking at Castiel in the back seat. The angel has taken to riding around with them ever since this series of curses started, increasingly worried for the Winchester's well-being. Not that it has done wonders for Cass's well-being. "Tiddlywink yokel chorus?" Sam asked. "A styrofoam hat," Cass replies grimly, the underwater meerkat ringing. "Xylophones," Dean mutters under his breath. They drive.